Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Tonight, there is nobody, amen, like the God that we serve on tonight. God bless you. God bless you, people of God. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. We thank God for you. Thank you for joining us tonight, amen, here on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We're so excited that you have decided to join us on tonight. And as always, the Lord has something great in store for us on tonight. Amen. We are so grateful. We're so grateful for another day. We're grateful for another year. Grateful for another hour, minute, second. Amen. That we are here in the presence of the Lord. Amen. We pray that you are intentional in your coming on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We realize that several of you or several of us, amen, have been in our worship services on today, amen, whether in person or virtual. But listen, we just want to thank God for you. We want to thank God for you for joining us on tonight, amen. We just know, amen, that we're all here. We're gathered in his name. Amen, Jesus, we've all brought our faith. Yes, we brought our faith. Amen. We're expecting and believing God to do something. Amen. We know that, amen, there's a lot going on in the earth, and even we already know the news. Amen. But this is our place of solitude. Amen. We can run into his name and be saved. We can run into his name. Amen. And so many of the pressures of life, so many of the situations and circumstances that we're hearing of others, amen, it's not of ourselves. But people of God, listen, it is praying time. Yes, it is. It is praying time. Amen. If there ever was a time for us to pray, if there ever was a time for us to touch God, if there ever was a time, people of God, for us to get real to the real, real, amen, that time is now. Amen. Glory to God. Even as we said starting 2 years ago, amen, we said, people of God, glory to God, that it's going to get worse, amen, according to the scriptures, amen. Glory to God, according to the news, according to the things that we know, people of God, and it's getting worse, amen. So we've got to have a hiding place, amen. And we're thanking the Lord, amen, that he has enabled us that we can run into his name and be saved. We can run into his presence, amen, glory to God, when hard or things seem so heavy or things that we cannot bear, amen, we can cast our cares upon him. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. We bless and glorify him, amen, for he's truly our Lord and Savior. Amen, Jesus, thanking him for, amen, glory to God, just being who he is, amen. Glory be to God, amen. So we just thank our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen, Jesus. He's the bishop of our souls. Truly, he's watching over us, people of God. He's already given us promise that he'd never leave us nor forsake us. And we got to believe that, amen, no matter what it looks like, no matter how it looks, glory to God, amen, Jesus. But even as, amen, we have to come to understand whatever, amen, whatever God allows, amen, glory be to God. Whatever he allows, amen, Jesus, we know that it's in his divine will. We got to believe that. We got to believe that the will of God, the perfect and the divine will of God is done in our lives. And we humble ourselves to the will of God. Amen. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for joining us on tonight. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, God. Strengthen you on tonight. Amen. All of our listeners to God, whether you're listening internationally, we thank God for you. Amen. Amen. All over the world. Amen. We're in 42 last, amen, report, 42 countries, but we know, glory to God, that it's far beyond that now. So we thank God for you for listening, wherever you're listening from. Amen. Too many countries to ever be able to enumerate. Amen. But wherever you're listening from, we just want you to know that we thank God for you. Thank you for joining us. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to us. Amen. Even across the time zones, we thank God for you. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God for all of our listeners here in the States. Amen. Those in the Isles of the Sea, the Caribbean Islands, we thank God for you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining us on tonight. Amen. We would that you go ahead and take a moment and send out a text message to a couple of people. Amen. Let them know that we're here. Let them know that we're alive. Amen, Jesus. Let them know that we would love to have them to come and join us. Amen. Here on the Prayer News Network Global tonight, we would love to have them tuning in. I tell you, people of God, listen, this 2022, amen, if this is any indicator, amen, what God is going to do in this 2022, Lord Jesus, we better put our seatbelt on, amen. Glory to God, because I'm telling you, the Lord has come in with the bang, amen, Jesus, and we coming in with the bang, and guess what? We cannot go down. We will not go down, amen. So we want you to get ready. We want you to tell people, we want you to dial, let someone know, people of God, because we have been having, amen, Jesus, an awesome, awesome time here in the Lord. Glory to God. Listen, we don't want anybody to miss out. We don't want anybody to miss out. We realize that yet there are a lot of churches that are still not in, amen, and some churches are not yet virtual. So, people of God, we want you to reach out to somebody and let them know, let them know, let them know. Amen, Jesus. Listen, we have somewhere. There is a gathering. Amen. There's a gathering of believers. Amen, Jesus. And we believe God. Amen. And bring them here. Amen. To this Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Glory be to God. So go ahead and take a moment and text a couple of people. Amen. Go ahead and text a couple of people. Amen, Jesus, take somebody, jump on that group text, amen, and tell them to come and join me on PNN. Tell them to come and join me on the PNN, amen. Glory be to God. Just tell them, come and join me on PNN and put this number on there, 339-209-691. And again, that's 339 209-6891. Tell them to come and join me on the PNN. Amen. Glory be to God. And just as sure as you do that, amen, glory to God, we can see those numbers begin to move. They begin to move. Amen. So jump out on that text message, on that group text, and let the people know that we're here. Let them know that we would love for them to join us. Amen. Right here, right now. Amen. Glory be to God. The Lord has been sending word through his messengers. Amen, Jesus. We don't know, amen, what this is going to look like. Glory be to God. But it doesn't matter, people of God, because we know that God has it all in control. And we just want to know that we're in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing, that the Lord would have it. Amen. Glory to God. We are a lifeline to the world. Amen. Glory to God. We realize that there are a lot of networks out there. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. There are so many networks out there. There are news networks. Amen. There are blogs. Amen, Jesus. There's so many. Glory to God. But listen, there's only one PNN. Amen. There is only one PNN. Amen. Prayer News Network Global. Amen. So we're grateful. We're grateful that you have joined us. Amen. And that you are joining us. Glory be to God. We thank God for you. We're grateful for all that the Lord is doing here on the Prayer News Network. Amen, Jesus. We're thanking him. Amen, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ again. He is the head. Glory to God. Amen. He is the author and the finisher. Amen, of our faith. He's the author. Amen, the originator. Amen, of this work. And we give him all glory. We give him all praise. Amen, and he has entrusted it unto us. Amen, and we thank God for it. Amen, myself, the PNN advisors. Amen, the prayer warriors. Amen, and for you. Amen, you, who helped make up this PNN network. Amen, it's just like a net. Amen, you see, you look at a net. Amen, or a network. Glory be to God. It's got, amen, so much distance between each knot. Each knot represents a connection. Yes, and each strand represents distance. Amen. So we're connecting. Amen, Jesus. Again, if you just imagine just a net. Amen. So listen, you got to know that you are important. You're an important part of this Prayer News Network. Amen. You're helping to be a connector. Amen. And you're helping to connect. Amen. Across the world. You just don't know how far your connections are going. Amen. But when you open up your mouth and you begin to tell people about the Prayer News Network, yes, that's that strand right there going from one ear to the other, and then from that ear to another phone call, then from that ear to, amen, somewhere in the street just talking about it. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. Then from that ear, amen, Jesus, to a conversation around the table. From that ear, glory to God, to a conversation in a church. Amen, glory to God. Announcement, glory to God. Amen. You just don't know, amen, how the word is traveling. But we know it's traveling, amen, because we're now in 42 countries. Amen. So for sure, amen, the Lord is doing a work in the midst of us. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. We thank him, thank him, thank him. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God for all of our leaders. Amen, Jesus. I just thank God as always. Amen. For my leaders. Amen, Jesus. The late apostle, Dr. S.B. James. Thanking God for him and his work and, again, his legacy. And for people of God, you and your leaders. Amen. Glory to God. The work, amen, that they have transversed in this earth. Amen. Our forefathers who have taken this gospel, who has moved, amen, glory be to God, beyond some places. Amen. I'm telling you, glory to God, as we already know, amen, they physically did a lot of traveling, amen, all over the world. Amen. Some of them all over the world. Amen. Some of them in certain jurisdictions. Glory be to God. And we thank God for them. Amen. We thank God for them because they tilled the ground. They tilled the ground. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. They broke up, amen, the fallow ground so that the words could fall into our hearts. Yes, and so now here we are. Here we are, people of God, picking up the torch, moving forward in the grace of God. Amen. We're not physically moving, but people of God, we're yet getting the word out. Amen. We are yet getting the word out. Amen, Jesus. And we're thanking God. This is just one avenue. This is just one avenue by which this word is going forth. We are grateful. Amen, Jesus, because God has some great things in store. Amen, in 2022. Amen. And we prayerfully will be able to share some of those things with you. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. As they come to fruition and as we're able to roll them out. Amen. Glory to God. We're excited. Amen. For the manifestation of the things that the Lord has in store for 2022. And we got to get ahead of it. Amen. We got to already be ahead of it. Amen. We got to write that vision and make it plain. We got to write the vision, make it plain so that those that read it, amen, can run with it. Amen. Because listen, it's all about the kingdom. It's about the kingdom. It's about the kingdom. It's about the kingdom. Amen. Glory to God. The kingdom of God. Amen. Being established here in the earth. Amen. Through his people. Amen. And we thank God on tonight, amen, for our presiding bishop, Bishop K. Tina, thanking him for our senior apostle, amen, Jesus, Dr. Samuel Huggins James, thanking him for my pastor, Apostle B.G. Taylor, thanking him on tonight, amen, for the women of God, amen, that stand by their side, and for our founding mother, Mother Carrie James, amen. We want to continue to lift them up in prayer. People of God, we thank God for our advisors, each and every one of them on tonight and for the place, amen, that they hold here on the Prayer News Network Global. We thank God for each and every one, amen, that come to this work from several different ministries, but here making up this outreach ministry to the world, amen. We can do no way could we do it on our own, but we thank the Lord on tonight, amen, for each and every one of them. And for you, again, people of God, we thank God for you. Thank you for your very integral part of this work. We thank God, amen, for all of our listeners. We thank God for our leaders, our speakers that come to this platform. They come and they grace this platform so graciously, amen, coming, preaching, teaching, amen, declaring, decreeing, amen, the unadulterated word of God, amen, not watered down, amen, nothing. Listen, when they come forth on this platform, listen, people of God, amen, I'm not sure which news channel says it, amen, but they bring news that you can use. They bring word can use, word that you can look at, word that you can analyze your life, word that you can listen, in our own eyes, we're all right, yeah. Amen. But when we look into this perfect law of liberty, we see our shortcomings. We see where we need to come up at. Amen. We see where we need to yield even the more unto the Lord. Amen, Jesus, so that the Lord can have his perfect work in us. So we're thanking the Lord for the word. We're thanking him for, again, his messengers that he sent to this line. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of them availing themselves. Amen. I'm talking about availing themselves, amen, disrobing themselves, amen, before the Lord to deliver, amen, Jesus, the word of the Lord, the life-changing, the life-giving word, amen, that builds us up. I don't know about you, but people of God, I tell you, I thank God, coming to this PNN every night, glory to God, it has, oh my God, listen, it helps you, amen, to stand. It helps you to maintain, glory to God, to really stand in a holy place, glory to God. It helps you, amen, glory to God, going through life. Things happen in your life. Things happen all around you, glory be to God, but it doesn't affect you, amen. It doesn't affect you. It doesn't bring you down, glory to God. It doesn't oppress you. It doesn't catch you off guard. Why? Because we're hearing the word of God. We're being built up by the Word of God on this Prayer News Network, as well as in your local assemblies, as well as whatever way you're connecting. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God for the Word. It's chiseling us. Amen. It's cleansing us. We're clean. Amen. By the Word. Yes, sir. So we thank the Lord on tonight. Amen. That we're not sitting targets of the enemy, but the Lord is moving us. The Lord is transforming us. And he's taking us from glory to glory. Amen. So we thank the Lord on tonight, people of God. We thank God on tonight. We want you to, amen, at this time, if you would, go ahead and prepare your hearts and your minds. Amen. Jesus, we're going to have a word of prayer on tonight. Glory be to God. And then we're going to get ready for our speaker on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Another dynamic speaker. Amen. Glory be to God. We're not going to hold you. Amen, Jesus. But we thank God for your attention. We thank God for your attentiveness. We thank God on tonight. Glory be to God for just you being locked in. Amen. As Evangelist Bond said, don't touch that dial. Amen. We thank God for you not touching the dial, but that you're here with us every day, every day. It's amazing. Amen. God is doing a work in this earth. Amen. So glory to God. Amen. Amen. If you would, govern your hearts on tonight now. Amen. As we prepare to go into the presence of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The song says, thank you, Lord.
Oh, the recording has started.
You, Lord, oh, I thank you, Lord, oh, and I just want to thank you. You, Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on and thank him tonight. Come on and thank him tonight, glory to God. Come on and bless him, glory to God. Come on and bless the Lord on tonight, glory to God. Come on and bless him for his goodness. Come on and bless him tonight for his grace. Come on and bless him on tonight, for the Lord is good to us, and we owe him a praise, yes. Glory to God. Come on. Praise him. Glory to God. Come on and bless him on tonight. Come on and bless him on tonight. Glory to God. The song says, oh, bless and magnify the Lord with me on tonight. Glory to God. Let us exalt his name together. Glory be to God. Come on and exalt him on tonight. Come on and exalt him. Glory to God. Come on and exalt him on tonight for his goodness. Exalt him on tonight. Glory be to God for all that he's done. Exalt him on tonight. Extol him on tonight. Glory be to God. Come on and bless him. Glory to God because he's worthy. Bless him. Glory to God because he's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy of your praise. He's worthy, glory to God, of your praise on tonight. He's worthy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If we had 10,000 tongues, glory to God, it wouldn't be enough. It would not be enough to give him praise, to give him glory. Hallelujah. Bless him on tonight. Hallelujah. Bless him on tonight. Bless him on tonight. Glory be to God. Bless him on tonight. Glory to God. Bless him on tonight.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Bless him on tonight. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. We bless him. We thank him on tonight. We glorify him. We magnify him on this night. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you tonight. We bless you. We thank you. We honor, we glorify you on tonight. Father, we magnify you. Glory to God, for there's truly none like you. Glory to God. There's none like you. There's none like you in the earth. There's none like you in the heavens on tonight. And Father, we just come tonight to bless your name. We come tonight to bless your name. Glory to God. We come tonight, glory to God, to bless your heart. Ooh, to bless your holy name. Glory be to God. We come to extol you on tonight in thy precious name, Jesus. Oh, my God. Glory to God. Oh, God, we install you on tonight. Father, we come on tonight. We come on tonight. Father, we're asking you tonight. Glory to God. We're asking that you will look upon us now. Look upon each and every one of us on this line tonight. Look upon us on tonight, oh God, for however we're listening, whether by radio, oh God, whether by calling in, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, whether calling in on tonight by radio, by glory to God, by blog on tonight, oh God, by podcast on tonight, glory to God, we're asking you on tonight to look upon each and every one of us in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're asking that you would have your way. Father, have your way in the midst of us on tonight. Have your way. Glory be to God. Have your way on tonight. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we're asking that you would move tonight. Move by your spirit. Move by your anointing on tonight in that precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would touch us again. We're asking, all glory be to God. We're asking that you would touch as only you can in the precious name of Jesus. Father, touch into the situations and the circumstances of your people on tonight. We're asking that you would move. Oh, God, cause your righteousness to be revealed in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight, oh, glory to God, to make every crooked place straight in the name of Jesus. We're asking you to touch the minds on tonight. We're asking you to touch hearts on tonight. We're asking you to touch bodies on tonight. We're asking you to move, oh God, by your spirit in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would do it again. Father, do it again on tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, move by your spirit, oh God, and heal on tonight, deliver on tonight, in the precious name of Hiah, oh glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you bring down the works of the enemy, bring down the plan of the enemy on tonight, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, demolish on tonight, Father, break yokes on tonight, in the name of Jesus. Father, we said be exalted on tonight. Be exalted, glory to God. Be exalted on tonight. In the north, in the south, in the east, in the west. Father, you be exalted on tonight. Father, manifest your power. Manifest your glory. In the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you're doing on tonight. Father, we're asking on tonight. Oh, God, look into every situation, every circumstance on tonight. Father, but what concerns us, surely it concerns you in the name of Jesus. For we are your people and the sheep of your pasture. Oh, glory to God. Father, tonight, oh, God, move on tonight. Oh, God, move upon the concerns. Move upon the hearts on tonight. Move on tonight. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we said be glorified. Be glorified. Oh, God, be glorified. Say, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, do it tonight. Oh, God, those that are lying in hospital beds, Father, we're asking that you move on tonight. Move for your people on tonight. Those that are stricken with COVID, oh, God, but we exalt your name. But we know that you're a healer. Oh, God, you're yet able to heal. Oh, God, we're asking you to move, oh, God, in the wind on tonight. Your wings, oh, God. Oh, God, healing on tonight. Hey, son of a monster. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're asking that you do it all tonight. Father, move glory to God. Oh, Kashana Mahusha. Oh, God, we exalt your name against every sickness. We exalt your name, oh, God, because you were wounded for our transgressions. Father, you were bruised for our iniquities. Oh, God, the chastisement of our peace was upon you. Oh, God, and by your stripes, we're healed. We're healed. Father, we're healed on tonight. And Master, we thank you tonight. Hey, glory. We're thanking you on tonight. Thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for setting your cattle. Hey, God. Thank you for setting your people free in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. Woo, glory. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, thank you tonight. Thank you for moving, oh, God, against the works of the enemy. Thank you tonight. Glory to God. Thank you for shaking up the enemy's camp. Oh, Father, we thank you.
We're thanking you on tonight. Oh, God, we thank you for your great salvation. Your great salvation throughout the earth. We're thanking you on tonight. Save, glory to God. Save on tonight. Father, save to the utmost. Save, glory, Yahya. Oh, God, save, Haya. Save, Haya, Yahya. Oh, God, save on tonight. Oh, God, in that precious name, Jesus. Father, save. Cause your people to know, oh, God, that there is a difference between clean and unclean, holy and unholy. Oh, God, we're sounding the alarm. Oh, God, cause your people to know, oh, God, that you don't dwell in an unclean temple. Cause your people to know, oh, God, that you're calling for a righteous people. You're calling for a holy people unto yourself. Oh, God, and we said, make us and mold us. Oh, God, for ye run amaha. Father, we yield unto you. We yield unto you. And we're thanking your glory to God. Thank you for saving. Thank you for your great salvation. Father, fill, oh, God, with your precious Holy Ghost. Fill. Oh, God, fill your people. Oh, glory to God for holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. And, Father, we're thanking you on tonight. We're leaning, we're depending on you. We are leaning, and we're depending on you, oh, God. We're thanking you tonight, oh, God, again, for making every crooked place straight. We thank you on tonight. We thank you for meeting needs, Father, many, many needs on this line tonight. Many, many needs on this line tonight. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, ha, thank you tonight. Father, thank you for meeting needs. Oh, God, thank you for your light. Oh, God, shining upon our pathway, showing us the way. Glory to God that we should walk therein. Showing us the way, oh, God, for every blessing. Showing us the way, oh, God, to every miracle. And we thank you on tonight. We thank you for manifesting yourself. We thank you for your glory now. We thank you for your glory. Cover us, oh, God. Cover us in your glory. Cover us in your shed blood. Oh, God, your shed blood of Calvary. Cover us on tonight. Oh, God, oh, God, cover us. Cover us, oh, God, in thy precious name, Jesus. And, Father, we're thanking you on tonight. We thank you that you're able, oh, God, to do exceeding abundantly, oh, God, above all that we ask or think. Father, whatever the asking is, whatever, oh, God, the requests are on tonight, whatever the request, whatever the petitions, oh, God, from the four corners of the earth, we thank you on tonight. Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you, oh, God, for meeting needs. We thank you, glory to God. We thank you for turning around. We thank you, Abba. Thank you, oh, God, for uprooting, oh, God, the plan of the enemy. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. And, Father, what do you even now, oh, God, to touch your messenger. Touch the woman of God tonight. Touch her tonight. Touch her tonight from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Touch her tonight. Breathe upon her in the precious name of Jesus. Father, stir. Oh, God, the word in our belly for your people. Stir, oh, God, the word, oh, God, that you're serving unto your people. And we thank you tonight. We thank you for the fire of your anointing. Father, burn up everything that's not like thee. Father, make us more like thee. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you. We glorify you. We're asking that you would hide us behind your cross. Cover us tonight. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us truly. And we shall be here. Cause us to walk in your light. Cause us to walk in your righteousness. Cause us to walk in your truth and your truth alone. Father, for this we give you thanks. For this we do give you praise. For this we give you glory and honor. All due unto your name. In thy precious name, Jesus, we pray. We do bind the hand of the enemy. We bring his every work to naught. We bring his every plan to naught. We declare it, we decree it, and it is so. In your precious name, Jesus. Woo! Father, we thank you for victory in Jesus' name. My God. In your precious name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 On tonight. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen.
amen, on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Somebody, amen, amen, on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. We excited, amen, again, for all that the Lord is doing. We're excited for this 2022. Amen. It's just another year, another opportunity. Amen, Jesus, that we can show forth the praises of God. Amen. So that we can see what the Lord has done. Amen. We can brag on him. Glory to God. We can brag on him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He can, glory to God, hallelujah, manifest himself in us. Amen. And we're excited again on tonight. Amen. Again, we want to ask you to go ahead and send out those text messages. Glory to God. Go ahead and send them out. Amen. Glory to God. If you're on Facebook, go ahead and tag somebody. Amen. Tag to a group. Amen. And help us get this word out. We're excited. Glory to God. We're pleased in all that the Lord is doing. And we don't mind telling somebody. We don't mind telling everybody what the Lord is doing. Amen. Glory to God. And tonight, people of God, amen, we're going to go ahead and prepare for the word on tonight. Amen. Like I stated, amen, we already know we've been in service. Amen, Jesus. But we thank God for you. You're yet coming, amen, to hear the conclusion of the day of the matter, amen, of what the Lord is saying. Amen. We're so excited. Amen. Glory to God. So very excited. Amen, to have with us the woman of God, amen, who loves the Lord, amen. We thank God for these people of God that grace this platform. They love the Lord, amen. They got a zeal for preaching, teaching, getting the word out, sharing the word, amen. And we're thanking the Lord on tonight, amen. We have, amen, Jesus, one of our PNN advisors, and as we always say, she is no stranger, amen, of course not. Amen. She's no stranger. Amen. To the Prayer News Network. Amen. Glory to God. We're so excited. Amen. That, glory to God, she is coming on tonight to break the bread of life. Amen. Jesus, we want you to get your pencil, get your paper. People of God, get your pencil, get your paper, get your pen. Amen. Get your two pens. Amen. Glory to God. Take your notes. Amen. Hear what the Lord is saying. Tonight, people of God, amen, our PNN advisor, amen, coming to us all the way from Lawrenceville, Georgia, amen, Jesus, glory to God, she's an evangelist, amen, glory to God, she's connected, amen, to so many ministries, amen, but tonight, amen, she's God's messenger for this hour. People of God, we want you to receive our sister on tonight, none other than Minister Ali Booker. God bless you, woman of God. Let's press *6 and come on over.
God bless you, Minister Bradley.
God bless you.
God bless you to all the pastors, the bishops, the prophets, apostles, helps, the whole body of Christ as a whole. My pastor, I thank God for the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank God for all those that have a hand, have had, and still do have a hand and helping to shape me. I thank and I bless God in the name of Jesus. I praise God for you, Minister Brad. I praise God for 2022. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I know a lot happened in 21. But I thank and I praise God that he saw fit and that he showed us favor to bring us into 2022. And I praise God for that. I praise God for the Holy Ghost. I praise God for salvation. I thank and I praise God. I praise God for the ministry, S.D. James ministry. I praise God for all of the ministers. Reigning from the apostle on down. And I praise God for each one in every, your pastors, your bishops, and all. And I thank God for those far and near. I magnify the name of the Lord, even for our Bishop James Randolph and Pastor Bennett. I thank and I praise God for our co-pastor Sarah Heatherton, when she was able to go and do and preach and teach. I thank God for sitting under her teaching. I magnify the name of the Lord. I do. I honor the Lord even for those that have gone on and have transitioned for the teaching. I thank and I praise God for that. And I hope not to be before you long tonight. I really do. I pray not to be before you long tonight. But I just want to take time to tell God thank you. I wanted to take time to tell God thank you for all he have done. I wanted to take time to tell God thank you for all that he is doing. Because he's doing great things. He's doing great things in your life. He's doing great things in my life. God is doing great and mighty things. And I praise God for that tonight. I thank and I praise God for the PNN Global. And I thank and I praise God for all of the advisors. I praise God for each of you all tonight. Saints, I just wanted to tell God thank you for you tonight, for you all that have come tonight. Took time just to come. You laid aside what you wanted to do just to come. Just to come to lift up the name of the Lord. And I want to tell you thank you for doing that. I appreciate God for you coming because you didn't have to, but you did. And I praise God tonight. I praise God tonight. If I could sing a song, I would sing, look where he brought me from. And if I could, if I would, I would sing, look where he brought you from. Just look, saints. And we just close our eyes. And we don't have to look far. You can look from this morning to now. You can look from a couple hours to right now, just where God has brought you from. When you thought you were going to be able to make it through, but he brought you through. He brought you through. He brought you through. He brought you from where you was to where you are now. And just to sit down and just look back and just see God wonders and see the mighty hand of God have moved and just see the transitions that God has even doing in your life. And just look at the hole where he takes you from one place and place it to another. Just to sit and look how God has transformed and renewing your mind. When you just sit and just look and see just how God is establishing you in the earth and how God is settling you in the earth. And just to sit and look and behold the mighty hand of God. And just to be able to see God's mercy upon your life and be able to see his grace and be able to see how he just embraced you with his love. When you duck and look and see just how far he don't brought you. When you're able to look and see that he truly is a sustainer. That he truly is. He's a keeper. Yes, he is. When you can look and see that God truly is a burden bearer. When you can look and see, when you can look and see, when you can look and see, God is a heart fixer. When you can look and behold his goodness in the land of the living. When you can just sit, oh, like I said, you don't have to look far. So I'm looking back on 2021. I thank be to God for every trial, every situation, and every circumstance. And everyone that we cross paths with, because we cross paths for time and in season, a time and a season. Nothing happened just by chance, you know. Absolutely nothing takes place just by chance. Everything takes place for a reason. And everything takes place for time and season. And I just sit and I just look and see just how when the virus first came out, how God just skipped over. how he skipped over and showed favor. And I thank to God even being tried. And this appointed time that this year, 2022, I bless the name of the Lord that even family members, close family, when I say close family, that's close to the heart, have been diagnosed with COVID. But I bless the name of God. I bless the name of Jesus. And I praise God that he showed favor. Not that he didn't show favor to others. I can't tell the story, but I can tell mine. You can't tell it like I can. I tell my own story. And I see how God caused it to come and knock at our home and among my family, nephew and nieces, son and granddaughter, but I bless the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. Ah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Friends, yes, sir. Yes, sir. But he left mine. I thank God, saints, for his great mercy and for his favor that he has shown me. Ah, and not that I've lived so good, or not that I've done everything as I ought to. I'm not going to pretend that I've crossed every T and I've dotted every I. But I thank God for grace and mercy, because it suits the case. I thank God. I just wanted to take time out, saints, to tell you, thank you. Are you going through? We all is going through something. God is transforming all of us from one place, picking us up and taking us to another. But in the midst of it all, we got to trust God. You got to trust God. Didn't get sick very much, and then get down where you got to be put in a hospital or ventilated. I thank be to God for that, saint. I thank God for that. I thank God for that. See, God wants us to know him. To know him, not of him. Not just to know him for what we can get from him, but to know him in his greatness, to know him, to know him. I just want to know him. And a lot of us say, I want to go to heaven. I never died. I don't know where heaven is. I don't know, saint. I'll be honest with you. I don't know. But wherever he is, I want to be. Oh, wherever he is, I want to be. Because even now, if we believe and accept the word for what the word says, we already sitting in heavenly places. And he already, in this earthly vessel, has already come into us. If we have received, we have repented. And we have turned. Repent and turn and from our wicked ways. And we turn unto the Lord, and God has forgiven us and washed us and cleansed us and sealed and baptized us in his spirit. Thank God for that. I thank God for that. No righteousness of your own that in us shall boast. No righteousness of our own that in us shall boast. But it's just his righteousness. And I thank God for that. I thank God for that, saint. I truly thank and I praise God for what he's doing. I don't want to be before you long. I just want to tell him thank you. You know, sometimes we say, I'm sorry. They ask the question, say, how many times should I forgive my brother? 70 times 7. Okay? And then you say, will you forgive me? And then you say, yeah, I forgive you. And then you say, Lord, they keep repeating the same thing over and over. And you say 70 times 7, but my Lord, how many times do you want me to endure such hardness and such vicious and such turmoil and conniving and evil from someone? And you say, well, if your brother not get it straight, ask him to forgive me, so forgive him 70 times 7. 70. It's different and asking for forgiveness and true repentance. That's a difference. That's a totally different in repentance. Repentance and asking for forgiveness. Because some people ask for forgiveness when they get caught. And then they say, I didn't mean that. I don't know why I said that. That's not who I am. That's not the way I am. That's not the way I live. That's not the way I teach my children. That's not the way our family is. I'm sorry for that word even came out of my mouth. I'm so sorry. It slipped. I don't know why I done that. Well, the scripture said, come on, visit her for a little while. It's the scripture said, what's in a man's heart? His mouth will speak. What's in a man's heart? His mouth shall speak. So whatever you do, and it come out your mouth, he said it was in your heart. And I got to purge of those things and cleanse you of all those things that lies deep down in there. I got to cause it to come up and come out. I got to show you what salt that you really made of. So you say, I'm sorry. I won't do it again, just like the children. And then give a little while to turn your back, they at it again. That's somehow we do God. Sometimes we act as if he don't see. And we act as if he don't hear. But he taking notes, and he got good notes. We may miss something, but he's not missing anything on us. Repentance, sorrow, saying I'm sorry is different from repentance. Oh, saying sorry can work to repentance. Now, don't get me wrong. Being sorrow can work to repentance. Repentance means that you turn, break up the ground. That's your heart. Sow in righteousness. Turn around. Change of your ways. Turn from your idol to God. Or to God from your idol. Turn and repent. Works into righteousness of God. Yeah. So when we become God the sorry. Then we'll turn. When we're not God the sorry, we're not going to turn. We won't turn. When the opportunity presents itself again, you'll be caught up again. But the Lord won't establish us. He wants to strengthen us. He wants to build us. Yes, he do. God won't want us to get rid of our idols. Mm-hmm. Yes, he do. He wants to be your God. He wants to have preeminence of our life. And I hear Minister Bradley saying about God got great things as God would permit and as God would unfold things and reveal it and let things come to fruition that it would be unfolded in his timing. And I thank God because God got a timing that's not like our timing. And I thank and I praise God for favor. I honestly thank God for favor. I thank God for favor. And I thank God for his righteousness. Because all of our righteousness has filthy rags. And sometimes we can believe a thing and we can think a thing. We can believe a thing. But sometimes we have to kind of look that thing over and see just because I believe this God, is it right? Mm-hmm. Excuse me. I thank and I praise God for everything that he's doing. And I thank God because God want to work repentance, turn our wicked ways. Because the scripture declares God going to give every man according to his ways. Yes. God going to give every woman according to her ways. He'll give every girl and boy according to his ways. So God allows things and times for repentance. For thy kingdom has come. In earth, the earth a vessel. That God may, he can be glorified through us. His name can be lifted up from the earth. And then he can grow all men unto him. Uh-huh. And I'm grateful to the Lord tonight for just one more day. I know the Lord has kept us. And his face has shined upon us. But then I want us to look at something here. I want us to kind of turn and examine something here. Because he wants us to turn from the idols and things. And the Lord is God is not faithful to his promise. God is faithful to all his promise. And Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Why? For the forgiveness of your sin. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Not that you might. You will. It's a gift. You will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. When you repent through repentance. Uh-huh. The time of ignorance overlooked. But now he commands all people everywhere to repent. all, remember that word, all people, everywhere to repent. Uh-huh. If we confess our sin, he is, God is, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Uh-huh. He don't have to do a job. He does it well. He does it well. He does it well. And when they heard these things, they fell, they silent. And they glorified God, saying, then to the Gentiles, also God had granted repentance that led to life. See, repentance leads to life. You want your name in the Lamb Book of Life? Repent. Turn. No, that be displeasing unto him. Repent from lying. Repent from wishing your idols. Repent for backbiting, truth breaking. Repent for slothfulness. Repent. But when you know to do right, you won't do right. And it says, remember therefore from where you have fallen. Repent and do the work you did at first. If not, I will come to you. Uh-huh. Because he will give every man according to his ways. I come to you and remove your lampstick from its place unless I repent, unless you repent. So God wants us to repent. He wants us to repent. He wants us to turn to prayer. Turn to fasting. Turn to studying. Turn to breaking bread together. Turn to meditation. Turn to being kind-hearted. You know, we got a lot of things, a lot of people God knows in heaven. Got to tell the truth, Jesus. We got so many people with bad attitudes. There's so many people just with bad, nasty attitudes. I'm not talking about those people, some of them people sitting out there in the benches now. In the pews. Let's put it in the pews. On the pews. Oh, we don't come up from the benches. In the pews. Uh-huh. Some of them need to step back and get some benches. Well, you didn't have these padded pews. You'd live better. You got some of the nasty attitudes. I got all these titles, but I don't know how to be kind. I got all these credentials, but I don't know how to be tenderhearted. Mm-hmm. We need to repent. He said, through love and kindness have I drawn thee. Now you got drawn through love and kindness. Ah, your shoes may be shining now, but I remember they were dusted. That means my life. Walking the place I had no business walking. Going where I had no business going. And the Lord looked beyond my filthiness. Had mercy upon me. And he sent his son, Jesus. Died for me. And he got up. Gave his life for us. That we can get up. We don't have to remain in the state that we are in. He want to renew our mind. Yes, he do. And he really wants our heart. He wants our heart. God coming back at a pure heart. He coming back at the upright heart. Yes, he is. And when he was talking over in Ezekiel, I'm going to hit a little 7, 8, and 9, just a little all those 7, 8, and 9. When he was telling me, he said, son of man. When he said, son of man, I want to introduce the son of man. I want to show you something. Son of man, I need to show you something. I want to show you what's going on, son of man. I'm going to take you up. between heaven and earth. Isn't that something? Sometimes he got to lift you up to show you sometimes. Sometimes he have to show you where you are. And sometimes we don't get no better until something come and bust us up, hurt your feelings. Mm-hmm. Truth or hurt. Don't let nobody fool you, say it don't. Yes, it does. Sometimes before we get it right and get ourselves girded with truth, we get hurt first. Son of man, I need to show you something. I need you to look to see what they're doing. I need you to look at Judah. I need you to look at Jerusalem. I want to show you something. He said, I want to show you something. I'm going to hit here and there. I want you to go and read it for yourself, Ezekiel 6, 7, 8, and 9. I want to show you something. I want to show you the wickedness. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, also thou son of man, thus saith the Lord God unto the land of Israel, and in the end come up on the four corner of the land. Now is the end, and I will send my anger up on thee, and I will judge thee according to thy ways. So he said, repent, because I'm going to judge according to your ways. I'm giving us time to repent and turn, because I'm not going to even spare woman, man, children. I'm not going to spare. I'm not going to even pity them. Oh, you think I'm lying, such a scripture? I'm giving us faith and time to repent. Because I'm going to give every man according to his ways. Yes, and he was showing him all the violence. He was showing him all the things that were taking place. And he even told him, look at here. You notice that a hole in the wall? He even can, yeah, you remember that? That's about the hole in the wall. And you know that some restaurants, so you go to them restaurants, the hole in the wall restaurant, they got some good food, God knows. But that was a song about a hole in the wall. Don't act like you ain't never heard it. I ain't always been saved. So I ain't going to act like I don't have no memories of things, but I'm just not the same one that knows about all that. Don't indulge in that now. But behold, the day. Behold, it is come. The morning is gone forth. The rod have blossomed. Pride have budded. Where it at? Pride. Where is it? It's in his house. Pride. Violence. What you mean? Sometimes the tongue is the worst thing. That tongue don't have no bone in it, but it's very dangerous. That's why you got to be careful what words you use with your tongue and what words you say with your tongue, because it can kill or cure. It can heal or it can destroy. It can build up and it can tear down. Oh, yeah. Powerful. No bone, but very powerful. He was showing in the iniquity, and he was telling that not just a little abomination, he said great abomination. First of all, abomination, he said great abomination. I want to show you what I'm looking at, son of man. So when I get ready to do this thing, and when I get ready now, and it's so hot like you didn't see it. I'm not hiding it. I'm not hiding it. I want you to see what I see. I want you to feel what I feel. I want you to dig a hole in the wall. I want you to go, and when you dig a hole in the wall, go through it. I want you to look at it. What's going on? And then one pastor, one part of the scripture said, look, it was at my gate. Oh! But now I done came up to the door. Where the house of the law? He wants to get all this stuff outside the house. But now I done came in my house. And God said, I got a problem with that. I have a serious problem with it. Because now you're doing much wicked. You're doing much abomination. Now you don't lose respect for me. Now you're just rubbing stuff in my fire. I'm talking to the elders, yeah, ancient. I'm talking to those that know. I'm talking to those that I brought. I'm talking to those that I've taught my ways. I'm talking to those that I sit down and show them. Uh-huh. I'm talking to those that have told others. Ah, now you don't came up to my door of the house of the Lord. Now you don't came up in the inner court now. Now you don't came up to the porch in the altar. And now look, you didn't only stay down. Now you don't came up in my secret place. Doing all.
Praise the Lord, you're back. Go ahead, go ahead, you're back.
All sorts of things have come up at my house now. I have a problem. Any man, a woman, now your children start coming to your house, doing all sorts of stuff, and bringing all kinds of things up in your house. Don't you have a problem with that? God says, so do I have an issue now. Because I've taught you what I like and don't like. I showed you what where to go and what not to touch. I showed you, but now, not only that, they came up in my secret place. Much abomination. Then everyone in their own chamber. Got your eyes up on the wall doing what you want to do. And then you say, ah, he don't see us. God don't forsake earth. No, he had not. Oh, I come to tell you I'm not forsaken earth. Oh, God got to do a mighty work in the earth. Where any earthly vessels. God's going to do a great work in this earth. He's going to do a great work. His glory, his glory, his glory. Going to be revealed in the earth. But he want to show Ezekiel. So I'm not going to stand. I'm not going to have pity. But Ezekiel, no, he was there too now. Hold on now. You're not going to spare now. If you did, you're going to take them all. But you got to remember. God's going to always have a limit. You always going to have a limit. Don't fool yourself. He had already told the man, get that ink and mark them on the forehead. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And don't touch them. And all the wickedness that's going on, don't worry about it, John. Don't worry about the silver ain't going to do them no good. The gold ain't going to do them no good. They wealth ain't going to do them no good. Evenness to buy and sell ain't going to do them no good. Pestilence and stuff going to take over. Uh-huh. But get ready, saint. Repentance got to come. Make yourself ready because the wealth of the wicked, hey, is laid up for the righteous. So it ain't going to do them no good. Mm-mm. They ain't going to do them no good. We're not doing any good. I know it may look hard and seem like sometimes can keep saying this here, but then that's a point of time for all things under the sun. And I thank God. I told y'all I didn't want to hold you long. But repent. Let us clean up where we don't mess up. Let us get strength of where we've been made weak. Let us turn wholeheartedly to God. Now, yes, God give us life that we may have more abundance. Living for God is not dull, and God ain't gave you this great life for you not to be able to enjoy life, but enjoy it in righteousness, in a clean and an upright way. Yeah. You could do things, and I know when we were going, we made like we couldn't do nothing but go to church. Nothing but go to church. Nothing. When I tell you nothing. But go to church. That's all I know was church. Then you get old enough, you grow up, then you stop going to church. Because that's all you went, church. Church in the morning on Sunday, church in the evening on Sunday. Tuesday, you got to go out from a house to do prayer. Then on Wednesday, you got Bible study. Then on Friday, you got evangelistic service. And on Saturday, you got Sabbath school. Then you leave Sabbath school, you got to go somewhere and pray with somebody. Go to the prison. Go somewhere to the hospital and pray with people. Don't get me wrong now. Because it made us strong. Yeah. Yeah. And our children said we can't do nothing. Nothing. God didn't say we couldn't do anything. He didn't say that. He didn't say, but whatever you do, you got to do it decent and in order. That's all. Decent and in order. Whatever you do, do it in an upright. Do it in a clean way. Because he's saying now, I ain't going to have pity. A son of man, I'm not going to pity. You're not going to even pity them. You're not going to pity this and that. Nope. No, because they act like I had never told them nothing. And it's just like when somebody don't told your children, just like an indictment. You did it on purpose, like you want to rub my nose in your junk. Then you got where you didn't care what I saw you doing. Then you're going to sit up, mama don't see us, daddy don't see us. Oh, mama and daddy don't forget that. Please, child, please. Saying they're going to get us, ain't going to do nothing. Hey, man, come on, we'll try it one more time and see can we get by. But the Lord letting us know he have not forsaken the earth, and he do see. No, how he gonna forsake the earth when there's a new heaven and a new earth coming down from God? How he gonna forsake when everything gonna be made new? How he gonna forsake? And we are earthly vessels. And yeah, this is going to get cleaned up. But I just come tonight to talk to us just a little bit that we got to repent because there's great abomination. He said, off from my sanctuary, return thee yet again, and thou shalt see great abomination. Great, great, great. Not a little bit, but great, great. That's going to be in chapter 8 and verse and verse, if I'm not making a mistake, somewhere by 6. So I could be kind of hidden it, and because it would take me more time to go over this like in depth like I really want to. But repent. We got to get it right, saints. We got to get it right. Love one another. Forgive one another. Uplift one another. Encourage one another. Don't mean I got to be with you every day. I got to, you got to be with me every day. I don't mean that I got to be in your face all the time. You got to be in mine. It don't mean that Minister Bradley got to call me every day. It don't mean I got to call her, but one thing about you better know I love and praying for her. Uh-huh. I still have her at heart. And also the ministry. And I just want to thank and praise God for you all tonight. I thank and I praise God for your patience tonight. I thank and I praise God for what he's going to do and what he is doing in 2022 and whatever you're doing in this season, Lord. Don't forget about me. But whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You cleaning hearts, don't do it without me. You renewing minds, don't do it without me. You make a pathway straight, don't do it without making mine. You been doing it, reviving, restoring, don't do it without, don't leave me out. Don't do it, Lord, without me. I beseech you, please include me in it. Whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Whatever you pour and let your glory rest upon, don't leave me out. Don't do it, Lord. I want to know you, not of you, and not what I can get from you, but to know you. Just want to know you. And for whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Don't do it, Lord. Don't do it without me. Whatever you're doing in this season, Father, in the name of Jesus, don't do it without me. If there be any tonight that want a closer walk with the Lord, please come. If there be anyone tonight want to be strengthened, you can come. There be anyone that wants to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you can come. If there be anyone just want to give your life to him, you can come. But whatever he's doing, doing in this season. I don't want him to do it without us. He's pouring out blessings. Don't do it without me. He healed us. Don't do it without me. He's strengthening. Don't do it without us. We want to be included. We want to be included. And whatever God is doing, will there be one tonight? If not, I'm not going to hold you long because I know you people got to go to work. Children got to go to school. There'll be one, any, with special prayer tonight. Do you not know repentance? Repentance works the blessings of the Lord upon your life. They say you're going to go through some things. It works healing in your life. Mm-hmm. Say you're going to go through some things now because you go through some things. I'm not going to tell you not going to go through nothing. I will not tell you. Everything will be Sunday. Everything will be, I'm going to do that. I'm not going to do it. 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 You're going to have some challenges. We're going to have some challenges in life. If there be any, you can hit star 6 and come on over. You're going to have challenges, saints, but guess what? The Lord will see you through. You're going to have some mishap, but guess what? God will come to your rescue. Mm-hmm. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. There's going to be times you're just not going to understand things. But then he said, no, you're getting different understanding. He'll bring it to you better.
Praise
you'll
the Lord.
The Lord God bless you.
Yes, this is Sister Mary. I'd like to ask prayer for Brenda John. Her granddaughter said that she they found a tumor on her brain, and they had to do immediate surgery as soon as they can find a surgeon. So I ask that you pray for her, please.
What's her name again?
Brenda John.
Brenda Jordan?
Brenda.
Uh-huh.
Brenda?
Yes.
Thank you.
Brenda, okay. Okay. Brain surgery. Tumor. Oh, boy. I know how many.
Praise the Lord.
Well, that's another one.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you, my dear. God bless you.
This is Sister Betty. I'm requesting prayer for Douglas Woodbury.
Douglas Woodbury.
Yes, and Lydia Woodbury. Douglas is in intensive care on life support with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also praying, I'm also requesting prayer for Jimmy Davis.
Jimmy
Mary
Davis.
Wait
yes, a minute.
Ma'am.
Jimmy?
Yes,
Mary?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. I'm requesting prayer for DJ Wright.
DJ? DJ Wright.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Namari Wright. Yes, N-A-M-A-R-I-E. Yes, ma'am.
Wait a minute, sweet. Did you say Tamara Wright or Tamara Wright?
No, ma'am. Namari. N-A-M-E-R-I-A.
N-A-M-E-R-I-A. Right. Okay. Namara Wright. Okay. Okay. Namara Wright.
And
okay.
Olivia Thompson.
Olivia.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
And Dana Thompson.
Dana?
Yes, ma'am. One more. Dorothy Purnell.
Okay, say that again. Dorothy.
Dorothy Purnell.
Can you spell it, darling?
P E R N E L L.
P E R N E L L. Purnell.
Yes, ma'am.
What's the first name? And
Dorothy.
Dorothy. Okay, if I don't remember the last, I want God to get this first one because I'll be honest with you. I might not pronounce that last one too well. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to be honest.
Keep Sister Betty in your prayer. Sister Betty Broome in your prayer.
Yes, ma'am.
Betty. Okay.
And what you say your name, dear?
My name is Betty Broome. B-O-R-O-M.
Okay, I got you, yes, Sister Betty. I remember you. I got you.
Yes,
thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay.
And thanks for the message tonight.
Oh, God bless you, dear. God bless you. There be anyone else?
Whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Lord, don't do it. Don't do it without me.
There'll be anyone else. If not, we go into the throne.
Praise the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Praise the Lord. My name is Sister Kimberly Fields. I am asking you to pray for my back. I got hurt at work. Kimberly Fields.
Okay, I got you. Your back.
When I go back and see the doctor, he got to do what he got to do. He's not been very nice to me. I just thank God that, you know, I'm getting better, but I, you know, this is not me being down. So, y'all just pray my strength and support.
Okay. There be anyone else?
Thank you, Lord.
Whatever you're doing, Lord, in this season, don't do it without me. Don't do it, Lord. Don't do it without me. If not, let us go to the throne.
Hallelujah.
Now, Father, we come first with thanksgiving in our hearts. We thank and we praise you,
yes,
God,
Lord,
for your word. We thank you,
thank
Lord
you, God.
God. We thank you for Jesus Christ and his shed blood. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for hope. We thank you for healing, and we thank you for deliverance. We thank you for joy,
thank you,
and we thank you for peace. Father, we thank you tonight for making our pathway straight. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for selling us and establishing us in the name of Jesus. We thank you for breaking up our folly ground. We thank you for turning our lives around, Father. We just want to tell you thank you tonight. Thank you because your word cannot go out void. Father, it cannot return unto you void, but it must perform. It must perform and prosper where you sent it to, God. And for that, we want to tell you thank you. Lord God, we thank you for each one of these. Each one of these that came tonight. Brenda with brain tumor. We thank you, Lord God, even for the Douglas Woodbury and Lydia Woodbury, God. We thank you. They on respirator. We don't know the outcome, but you, God. You, God, and we know a situation not too hard for you. And our sickness is not unto death, Father. But in everything I ask you, let your will be done. Doing it for your glory and your honor and your praise, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch right now. Touch right now, Lord. Touch him right now, Father. Touch alone. Touch alone. Touch alone. You breathe for him, God. You breathe for him, Father, in the name of Jesus. We know you're able. We know you can do it, God. We know you can do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We bring them to you. And we cast our cares upon you because we know you care for them. In the name of Jesus. And it's a small matter for you, but it's a huge matter for us, God. Jimmy Davis, God, in the name of Jesus. Almighty God. DJ Wright. Now, Mara Wright. If I pronounce it wrong, God, you know who I'm talking to. Olivia Thompson. Mary Davis. Betty. In the name of Jesus. Now you look up on these people. You look up on each one of them, God. Look
check up on them. God, we bring each one to you, and we place them up on you, and we gonna leave them with you, Father. For God, we know that all their infirmities, you're acquainted with their infirmities. You are, Lord. That's not a hurt. That's not a pain. That's not an issue that you don't know about. And Father, even the one with the back issue, Kimberly, you know about it. She said, Lord, seems like they got an attitude, but you can straighten all that out too. And let her overlook the attitude as long as she gets the help she needs. Derek and Kayla, Father, in the name of Jesus, you do it for them. You do it for them. Sister Betty, you do it for them, God. But we give them to you because we know nothing too hard for you. You say, I can cast my cares upon you because you care for me. Now, these are my care tonight. These are my care tonight. You said, we're touching and agreeing on the same thing. I believe in more two or three, God. I believe in more two or three touching and agreeing on the same thing. You promised that you'll be in the midst. Now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that show man that you still God and that you still at work on the behalf of your people. And Lord, have mercy upon Woodbury's, on the Woodbury family. Lord, have mercy upon all those standing in the need of healing, deliverance, financial blessing, a mind regulated, a pathway made straight, family issues, marriage issues, children issues, whatever the issues may be, Father, job issues. You work it out, God, in the name of Jesus. And we won't take your glory. We won't take your honor. We won't take your praise. So we thank you for your healing. We thank you for your deliverance. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. And, Lord, we pray. We pray to do this brain surgery on Brenda. But I know you're a preserver. You are a preserver, Father. You can preserve in the name of Jesus. And don't let people surrender and just give up. But let them fight I fought a good fight. Let them fight with a good fight. Don't forget, Minister Lett. We know you're a healer. Cancer's a small thing. Don't forget, Sister Sharon. Don't forget, Uncle Hardy. Don't forget them, Father, in the name of Jesus. We know you're able now. We know you're able. Don't forget, Linda. Don't forget them. Mm-hmm. Don't forget all those, God, that have lost family, loved ones, and friends. Heal, deliver. And in all things, God, let them see some good. Let them see some good. Because sometimes they say, so much happening, I can't see no good. But it's some good. We just got to look for it. We got to look for it. In the name of Jesus, you don't make mistakes. You're too wise to make mistakes. And we thank you for your word, for your anointing that destroy the yoke. We thank you for your healing virtue. We thank you for lifting your people in your son Jesus' name. Thank you for hearing us once again. And thank you for the answer by faith, Father, in Jesus' name. Father God, let thy will be done. And all that we ask of you, let thy will be done. Let your will be done now. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. God bless you. God bless you, Minister Bradley. God bless you. God bless each one of you all tonight. We turn it back in the hand of Minister Bradley.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God on tonight.
Lord, bless your name, Jesus.
Lord, on tonight. God bless you. God. God bless you on tonight. Amen. So glad to have you back. Amen. With us. Glory to God. Thank God for his keeping power. Thank God for his word and his revealed word unto us on tonight, people of God. God is calling for repentance, true repentance, people of God, his people, amen, that are called by his name, amen, calling for true repentance in this hour. Amen. And we thank God for this word on tonight. Glory be to God. Just thank you, God, for another opportunity to get it right. My God, another opportunity to get it right. Amen. Glory be to God. People of God, we got to get it right. because there is a difference between clean and unclean. Amen. Holy. Amen. Glory be to God. And we just, again, thank God. Amen. Jesus, God is requiring repentance, as the woman of God declared. He's requiring, amen, requiring repentance everywhere of all people. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. As you begin to go forth in the word, I begin to thank woman of God about how people, amen, have turned away, have turned aside. Amen. Following idols. Amen. As the, amen, the children of Israel, amen, have turned aside, going in a different direction, don't even realize, amen, that they've gotten off course. But we thank God for the word, for a word that comes like this, people of God, again, to cause us to analyze ourselves, cause us to look at ourselves, to cause us to look at where we stand. Amen. Glory to God. The Lord, amen, wants to make us a resilient people. Amen. And even as the woman of God said, amen, it's time to turn back to fasting. Glory to God. Fasting and praying and seeking his face that we might know his divine path for us. Amen. Glory to God. I tell you, I get excited when I think about all that the Lord is doing. Amen. Glory to God. And we pray too, people of God, that you're excited for all that he's doing in your life. Amen. Because he truly is doing a great work. Amen. But it does require us to repent. Amen. Because our ways are not his ways. Our thoughts are not his thoughts. Amen. So we got to plumb the line. Amen. We got to repent. Not only when we, amen, get to the place where we see, where we, amen, got off course and ask God to forgive us, but to truly come to true repentance. Amen. Glory be to God. So we, again, must make ourselves ready. Amen. We thank God again for the word of God that comes like this. Amen. The word of God that comes, amen, right, listen, right in the comfort of our homes. We can't look over at somebody else. Amen. Can't look at sister, brother. Amen. So-and-so. Can't even look at the messenger. But this word comes, amen, directly and stands in our face. Amen. The word comes. Amen. Truth absolute comes and stands before us. Amen. So let us not turn aside, people of God, but let us turn, amen, unto him in this hour. Amen. Let us repent. Glory to God. Let us repent. Amen. Get the iniquity out of the house, out of the gate. Amen. Glory to God. And did you see, amen, how it progresses? Amen. Glory to God. First, amen, it comes to the house, and then it eases to the gate. Then the next thing you know, it's to the door. Amen. The enemy slowly turning us away from God. Oh, glory to God. But we thank God for his word. We glory be to God. Amen. He'll keep us if we want to be kept. He will keep us, amen, if we want to be kept. And we thank God for word like this, amen, because it comes to clean us. It comes to show us ourselves, amen, because the Lord loves us just that much. There is a people. There is a people that are yet seeking God. I'm talking about seeking him with our whole heart. Glory be to God. I'm talking about seeking him with everything that is within us. Amen. Glory be to God. So I thank God, amen, on tonight again for this word. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. God bless you. People of God, this is what? Day number 9. Amen. January. Day number 9. People of God, we still, listen, we still have an opportunity. This day number 9, we yet alive. Glory to God. Let us search ourselves. Let us search ourselves. This is what this word comes for. Amen. For us to search ourselves. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Because I don't know about you. Amen. But I'm intentional about my coming. I want to make the kingdom. Glory to God. It's my desire to make the kingdom. Glory be to God. The word of God said, amen, if the righteous scarcely make it in. And it's taking all of this and then some. It's taking all of this, people of God, amen, to get the iniquity, amen, without the work it out. Getting the leaven out of us. Yes, this word comes to get it out. Amen. Unrighteousness, untruth. Amen. Glory to God. Any turning of error, it's this word of God that comes to get it out. Amen. So I thank God for the word. Thank God for his messenger on the night. God bless you, Minister Ali. Glory be to God. Thank God for his keeping power. Amen. For strengthening you. Amen. Thanking God for his blood covering, even in the midst of. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Glory to God. Thanking you for your messenger on tonight. Father, we're asking, glory to God, that you would continue to cover her, continue to shield her. Continue to shield her families even now. In the precious name of Jesus, continue to shield our loved ones, oh God. In thy precious name, Jesus, we thank you for your blood. We thank you for your blood that covers. We thank you for your blood, oh God, that shields off the hand and the plan of the enemy. We thank you on tonight for your glory to God, for your precious anointing, oh God, that covers us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we're thanking you on tonight. Glory to God for your messenger. Thank you for this word, for this prepared word for your people. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God that it's fallen on good ground. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory be to God. Thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For the hand that prepared it. Oh God, we're thanking you for the vessel on tonight. Oh God, that prepared this word for your people. Now, Father, we're asking that you would bless her now. Father, bless her. Glory to God. Bless her. Strengthen her, oh God, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Bless her. Glory to God for everything that she has need of. Father, we're asking you on today to move on her behalf. We're thanking you for favoring her even now in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you, glory to God, for meeting her every desire. Hey, God, in that precious name, Jesus. Father, now we're asking you to strengthen her for the journey. Strengthen her for the days ahead, oh God. Strengthen her for the days, God, that you will serve her to your people. Strengthen her. Glory be to God in thy precious name, Jesus. And Father, we bless you. We honor. We glorify you. Thank you, oh God. Glory to God. Bless you for, glory to God, blessing her, her going out, her coming in, oh God, from this time forth and even forevermore. We're thanking you on tonight for binding the hand of the enemy, oh God, and turning back the enemy of our life. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God. We're blessing you. We're honoring and glorifying you for your glorious works, oh God, that are yet to be revealed in her and in her life. Father, we bless you. We thank you now in thy precious name, Jesus. Hide us behind the cross. Hide us, hide us, hide us in thy precious name, Jesus. We pray. Oh God, in thy precious name, we pray in this day, in this hour, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen. Glory be to God. Glory to God. We thank God again, amen, for the woman of God. Amen, minister, evangelist. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Listen, people of God, amen, this word is going out to the nations. It's going out to the nations. Amen. That's what an evangelist does. Takes it out, 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 out. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. Amen, I heard, amen, Minister Emmanuel said, amen, that his ministry was beyond the walls. Amen, ministry. Glory to God, the ministry of the evangelist to take that word out. Amen, to the people. Amen, so we thank God for these evangelists, amen, that we have on this line, these people of God, amen, that the Lord is raising up. Listen, right before our eyes, he's doing a work in the lives of his people. People of God, he's doing a work in your life. Amen. Glory be to God. He's doing it in this season. And nope, he has not forgotten about you. Amen. He's doing a work in you. Listen, it's impossible, amen, to come to this line. Glory be to God. And to receive, amen, to humble ourselves to this word. Glory to God. And this word to fall into these earthen vessels, and they're not make a change. Amen. Glory to God. When our hearts are right, amen, when our spirits are right, and that word, that seed falls into good ground, glory to God, it shall produce, amen, a harvest. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. People of God, we want to let you know that you can receive a copy of tonight's broadcast. Yes, you can. Glory to God. We're going to give you two numbers on tonight, amen, that you can certainly text and get your copy. Amen, Jesus. And the first number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Glory be to God. And amen as well. For our international listeners, you can certainly text us as well, and we'll get a copy to you. Amen. You can text us via WhatsApp. Amen, and we'll certainly get a copy to you. We'll send it directly to your phone. We will send you the link, amen, Jesus, that you can just, amen, click and play. That number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. You can listen to it as often as you can. Listen, people of God, you can as well go out to our Facebook page, our Prayer News Network Facebook page, and there you will as well find our broadcast so that you can click on the broadcast there, amen, and listen as often as you can. As well, listen, go ahead and send somebody. Listen and send it. Listen, this word, listen, the Lord, amen, is raising up an army. Amen. Glory be to God. And we are not islands. Amen. So we want this word to go to other people. Send it as the Lord leads. Send it to other people so that someone else can be blessed. It's a witnessing tool. Yes, it is. It is a witnessing tool. And if we do our part, the Lord will do the drawing. Glory to God. We may never see the souls that repent or the souls, glory be to God, amen, that yield unto the Lord. Amen. We may never see them, but we do want to do our part and send this word out and let the word do the work. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Let the word preach. Let the word prayed, amen. Let the testimonies, glory to God, let them do the work, glory to God. Mm-hmm. But we want to do our part and send it, amen. Send it, send it, send it, amen. Glory be to God. People of God, you can also go out to the web, amen. Go out to, amen, Prayer News Network, glory to God, amen. You can type us in, amen, and you can see any of our broadcast out there, and as well you can find podcasts, amen. Some people prefer, amen, to listen to podcasts, but either way, amen, if you're listening, amen, via the web, there is a short commercial right before the message, but just, amen, forego the ad. You know how they do it. Forego the ad, amen, and go on and get to the message and be blessed. Amen. Glory to God. But again, we thank God, amen, for the word on tonight. Those are the ways that you can get this word. Glory to God. Get it, send it, send it. Amen. We thank God on tonight for this platform. Again, thank God for the woman of God gracing this platform on tonight. Woman of God, and at this time, we are going to turn the platform back over to you. Amen for other remarks, or amen, Jesus, for the blessing and for the closing of the line. God bless you, Minister Ali.
Bless you, Minister Bradley. Bless each and every last one of you all. I just thank God for you. May God bless you tonight. May God give you sweet, sweet sleep. And may God give you peace in the name of Jesus. Cover them right now, Father, with the blood of Jesus. Hide them even now behind this cross. In the name of Jesus, bind up the very will of the enemy, Father God. In the name of Jesus, let your faith shine upon them, God. In the name of Jesus, I know y'all already don't bless their going out and they're coming in. Thank you, Lord God, for everything that they hand touch, that you'll bless it. Well, they feet thread, that you will bless it, Father. In the name of Jesus, and we'll give you all the glory and all the honor and the praise that belongs to you. In your son Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Love y'all, and be blessed tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night.
Good night. Amen. That concludes our broadcast, people of God, and we look to see you back on tomorrow night. In Jesus' name, amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.